Boyle Bridge is renowned, as you know, for suicide, attempts and suicide generally, and there has been great efforts made by my party, certainly my colleagues in the Assembly and former colleagues that are no longer with us. But there's many people that have used that bridge to commit suicide, and it's very, very sad. And it's a very difficult situation, and there has been all sorts of reviews into how that can be tackled. And one was that in studying the bridge out, it was found that the barriers were below or didn't meet EU standards, and that they were not high enough and they weren't in any way safe. But that assessment was carried out almost 6 years ago. When I was scanning through various news clippings and stories that I'd found, the story from last April, that indicated that it was 5 years on and nothing had been done because they said there wasn't availability of funding to put these barriers up. There should be no cost when it comes to saving lives, when it comes to ensuring that bridge is safe, and when it comes to trying to put in preventative measures for those that are attempting to commit suicide. But it's not even just that. There was a lorry that blew over that bridge not all that long ago in recent years, and I think it's from that as well that there's been a greater awareness that the barriers, in fact, are nowhere near high enough. So I think there should be a greater movement in relation to this. It's absolutely not good enough. There's no justification in the fact that that hasn't been progressed in any way, shape or form, and yet we're sitting in a situation now where once again we have further people who have taking their lives on the bridge. So there really needs to be more done and greater efforts made to ensure that bridge and the barriers surrounding it meet the standards expected under EU regulations.
And earlier this month, Sinn Féin announced £750,000 of funding for suicide prevention and mental health. Do you think this should be put towards the Foyle Bridge?
Well, as much as I welcome the announcement by the Sinn Féin Minister, the Health Minister, in relation to the £750,000, what I am concerned about is that it's nowhere near enough. That's merely a teardrop in the wider scheme of things. There's so much more to do. £5 million it is estimated to cost to bring the bridge up to standard. I know it's a lot of money, but in the bigger scheme of things, at least it makes it safe, and it'll prevent those going to the bridge to take their lives. So £750,000 by the Minister is to be welcomed, but it's merely tokenistic in the broader scheme of things. But we need much more to help and support suicide prevention, and it's no easy task. It's something that we're going to need a greater amount of resource put into, particularly around mental health services that have received considerable cuts and haven't been funded any way properly in a long, long number of years.
Daniel, that's great. Thanks for that.